very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube. So tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, President-elect Joseph Biden's inauguration, and other issues. The Minister of Health reports that 30 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 322 tested positive for coronavirus. Over 27,000 people have contracted COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year. At least 16,512 people have recovered, while 713 have succumbed to the disease. Worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, over 95 million people have tested positive for COVID-19, and more than 2 million people have died. And in USA, thousands of troops are in the U.S. Capitol, protecting the legislative arm of the government, where President-elect Joseph Biden is expected to be sworn in Wednesday, following violent protests by President Donald Trump's supporters who wanted to block the certification of electoral votes by the Senate and House of Representatives on January, and state capitals amid concerns that some Trump supporters will stage violent protests to stop Biden's inauguration as the country's next president. President Trump, who is expected to leave the White House on Wednesday morning, will not attend the inauguration. His vice, Mr. Mike Pence, will attend the event. President Trump is expected to issue over 100 pardons before going home. In Zimbabwe, once again, incessant rains have reportedly destroyed a lot of infrastructure in some parts of the country. Some farmers also report that their crops are now waterlogged. Yebohambe zulukanda balinjani lapha khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezijeneyo lapha ke sesichake iLive Talk njengehlala yenza isathu ukuthi sibone ukuthi uMavela singaza njani ukuze simthole azwakale kuhle. So ke sikhuluma ke ngeCOVID-19 lamhlanje kuzobuya ke lokunye okuthiyeneyo. Okunye kwangikhona okuqakathekileyo kakhulu sizakhuluma ngalokho ke ukuthi kuyagcotshwa ngolwesithathu umnumzana Joseph Biden lo nkosikazi Kamala Harris. So bagcotshwa nje isikhathi sokuthi phela bangena esikhundleni sikamongameli. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi nxa sikhangela iCOVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe, kulabantu abayi-30 kumbe ngithi abalitshumi abangamatshumi amathathu ababulewe iCOVID-19 izolo, kwathi abayi-322 batholakale bele COVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe khona ngale. Kuze ukuthi ke abantu abadlula 27,000 sebahlolwa batholakala bele COVID-19 kusukisela ngombimbitho ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Nxa sikhangela njalo kwele Zimbabwe, abantu abayi-16,512 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo, kuthi ke abayi-713 sebabhubha. Siyabona sibilithi umkhuhlane lo kungani utshaya kutophele sibili. Worldwide siyabona ke ukuthi emhlabeni onke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi kunabantu abedlula 95 million asebabanjwa yi-COVID-19, kuthi ke abayedlula izigidi ezimbili 2 million sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Sibuyele njalo kule Melika, siyabona ukuthi ibutho ibutho-ke liyazama ukuthi livimbe khona ngale e-Capitol Hill ukwenzela ukuthi abacatshangela ukuthi abasekeli bakatrump bengatshengiseli bagcina bedubula abantu benze konke okunjalo, ngoba sekulungiselelwa phela ukuthi kugcotshwe umnumzana Joseph Biden ukuba angene esikhundleni sikamongameli. Siyabona njalo-ke ukuthi ibutho sebelehloma okumangalisayo eligcwele endaweni eziningi ezinkondlweni zakwele Melika ezithiyeneyo zingathi-ke ezabelweni. So-ke zikhona ngale-ke ukuthi lakho zivimbe ukuthi abantu bengatshengiseli begcina bezama ukuvimba-ke ukuthi uBiden angena esikhundleni. Abasekeli bakatrump laye utrump ngokwakhe bathi ukhetho lolwebiwa ngubiden labanye bakhe abakubandla lama-democrats, kodwa kulaba bufakazi obuveza konke lokhu ngoba kukhanya ngani akuzange kwenzakale. UBiden esegcotshwa-ke ngolwesithathu kukhangelelwe ukuthi-ke umnumzana kumbe ngithi umongameli Donald Trump uyabe sehamba phela emzini wakhe. Uyasukela khona ngale-ke Andrews Air Base esechapansi sibili okugcina khona mpa ukuthi angabi ngumongameli welizwe. Kuthi umsekeli wakhe umnumzana Mike Pence ukhangelelwe ukuthi uzahamba emcimbini lo. UTrump ukhangelelwe futhi ukuthi axolele abantu abaningi abazabaphadona. Phela siyabona ukuthi ukubhadona lokhu kwenzelwa phela ukuthi umuntu olecala kumbe abantu abalamacala engetheswa amacala lawa umongameli sesukile esikhundleni. And we see also that there are rains in Zimbabwe and indications are that many areas now are waterlogged, and in some places the country's infrastructure has actually been destroyed. And we've been getting some photographs and videos from a lot of people showing us exactly what they are facing. So these are the videos that we got and the pictures that we got were sent by Mr. Tematema, who is in Lower Kweru. So he was saying that the situation there is very serious in terms of flooding. There are a lot of floods in Lower Kweru. But the expectations are that maybe farmers this year may harvest a bit of good crops. But indications are that some farmers are complaining about water logging. So we don't know what is going to happen, but we hope maybe some things may actually be better for the farmers this year. So going back to our discussion today, we are looking at this issue of the inauguration, President-elect Joseph Biden's inauguration. So many people are sending us videos and audios and all those kind of things. So we'll start with Mr. Tandewo Zintimkandla, who is in Gwanda, who actually sent us a video describing, you know, the way he sees things here in USA. And indications are that he says maybe Biden might do something for Zimbabweans. We're not sure what he can do for Zimbabweans when he gets into the presidential seat. Let's listen to what Mr. Mkandla is saying here.
Mina ngumbono wami ukugcotshwa kwaBiden kungaba into enhle kakhulu ngobana ukhanya engathi umuntu olonanzelele onakekela amalungelo abantu. Sesibona lakhona ngapho ngeMelika ukhethe abantu bemihlobo phosa yonke eseMelika ukubana bangene kunkundla yakhe ukuse singathi iCabinet. Umuntu onjalo sikhangelele ukuthi asisize lathi lapha eAfrika ugoqela leZimbabwe ukuthi ananzelele imbuso le encindezela abantu ayikhalimele ngendlela zonke enelisa ngazo ukuthi abantu kababuswa njalo. Kukhanya ngumuntu ongaliqaliyo njalo ukuba lesandla entweni ze-Afrika. Ngake ngambona kwenye indawo esakhuluma nge-apartheid eSouth Africa, wayekhuluma ngokujula langokuphatheka langokuthiseka ukuthi abantu kumele baphathwe njani, esola kakhulu umbuso wamabhungu obandlululwa ukhona leso sikhathi. Yebo, lakhathi esinxa ngasekho-ke laba abacindezela abanye ngemihlobo ikakhulu lapha e-Afrika ngebala lesikhumba somuntu. Kodwa inkokheli eziningi ze-Afrika zibusa ngodlame, zibusa ngesandla esilukhuni. Sithemba ukubana lo ndoda angangena uzayikhumbula i-Afrika ekwenzeni kwakhe, angafanani lo Donald Trump esingazange ke simuzwe langelanga elilodwa ekhuluma izinto ezakhayo eziletha ubudlelwano obungcono kule Afrika. Ngakho thina abanye sikhalele ukuthi engxenye uBiden lo angathinta inhliziyo zalabo ntando kayiphikiswa ntamo lukhuni abapheqa abagobi bakhumbule ukubana babusa abantu ayikhona izinto zabo zokudlala ngazo. Sithemba uzasenzela ngcono kulo Donald Trump.
So that was Tandewo Zintimkandla. He's talking about what maybe Biden is going to do for Zimbabweans and Africa as a whole. And now it seems as if he believes that maybe Biden is going to do a lot in terms of providing a lot of support for Zimbabweans who are always fighting for some democratic kind of issues in the country. And so now I think Marvelous Kanayawuye is on the line. So we're trying to get her through because her line was quite bad. Marvelous, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry to all those that were streaming with the radio. Yes, my line is pretty bad. The network here, I'm right near the capital, so I think that, you know, some of the internet is being scrambled somehow. Because, as you know, Gibbs, here in Washington, D.C., it's a total lockdown. You have the police, you have the army, and you have the guards that have been called in to beef up security ahead of the inauguration, which is on Wednesday this week.
So tell us exactly what is going on. Did you see anything at the Capitol?
It's very difficult for people that are actually living outside of D.C. to come into D.C. You have to know where you're going. You have to know the address of where you're going, or else they're actually turning people back because it's a real lockdown. You have the police roadblocks just like what we saw happening in Zimbabwe during some of the protests that we saw earlier on, when, you know, the army took over from Mr. Mugabe. That kind of police police and army presence is what we're seeing on the ground. So by each corner, they are literally stopping cars. They will stop and ask you where you're going to just ensure that there is security. And they have actually said that for those people that wanted to come to the inauguration to see, you know, the event in person, they should actually stay away. They've closed the National Mall, and there is a high security fence that has been put up around the perimeter of the National Capital to just ensure that, you know, the security is, you know, airtight.
Yes, I think you can communicate with some people in Shona. Go ahead.
Kune abo vachango vakupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro handini mabve kusanganya kuti ndiri muno muWashington DC umwe ndiri kutetenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 asi kwatiri kuno pari zvino intaneti nokuti ndinogara pedo neUS Capital uko kuchange kuine chiitiko chekugadzwa kwava Joe Biden nemusi wechitatu. Tinoona kuti pari zvino guta reWashington DC mune masoja neNational Guards inonge yakateedzwa kuti uye nemapurisa zvakare vari muno muWashington DC vari kuchengetedza runyararo. Saka vamwe vasingagari imo muno muWashington DC kana uchitopinda unobvunzwa kuti uri kuenda kupi, wobvunzwa ID yako, wobvunzwa zvakare kuti uri kufambirei nekuti vari kuedza kuti pave nevanhu vashoma vachange vari muguta reWashington DC. Mushure memirichongo yatakaona ichiitika imo muno muUS Capital nemusi wechitatu chapfuura icho, apo takaona vatsigiri vavaDonald Trump vachienda ivo kuUS Capital vakawanikwa ivo vachiita mhirizhonga. Uyezve tikazoona vaDonald Trump vanova mutungamiriri wenyika yeAmerica pari zvino vachasiya basa nemusi wechitatu vachiwanikwawo vachizonzi ivo necongress yemuno dare guru remuno vakawanikwa ivo vaine mhosva yekupesvedzera vatsigiri vavo kuti vaite mhirizhonga iyi. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika imo muno muWashington DC. Uyezve vazhinji vanosimbowanikwa vachipinda muno muWashington DC panguva iyoyi yeinauguration vawanikwa ivo vachiyambirwa kuti ngavagare kudzimba vaone chiitiko ichi pachivhitivhiti sezvo pachange paine iwa masoja atataura achange ari kuchengetedza. Uyezve nzvimbo inowanzoitirwa mabiko iwaya yeNational Mall yawanikwa ichange yakavharwa panguva iyoyi kuitira kuti vanhu vachengetedzwe. Uyezve pasazowanikwa pachiuya dzimwe nhubu dzingawanikwa idzo dzichida kuita misikanzwa yekuti vaite mhirizhonga nekuti tinonzwa vamwe vatsigiri vavaDonald Trump vaidziwo vanga vari kuronga kuti panguva iyoyi pachange pari kuitwa mabiko aya vaedze kuita mhirizhonga, asi taona masoja uyezve nemapurisa vachiti vachange vakachengetedza nzvimbo iyoyi. Zvitarisa zvakare kuti muzuva ranhasi izuva raMartin Luther King Day. Saka zuva iri kazhinji kacho vati vanouya imo muno muWashington DC vachiuya kuzoona chivakwa chavaDr Martin Luther King avo vairwirawo kodzero dzevanhu vatema imo muno. Saka pari zvino vaya vaiwanzouya vachiona chivakwa ichi havasi kukwanisa kupinda muWashington DC nekuti pane maroad block, pane masoja mavhu nemarara vari kuwanikwa vachichengetedza runyararo.
Yes, we also have some people who actually sent us some videos, and the next person is Priscilla Ndlovu, who is an independent political commentator. Let's hear what she's saying about the Biden inauguration.
Umbuzo wako baba Dube ukuthi ngibona ngathi uhulumende ka Biden uza kuba le relationship bani le Zimbabwe. Ngisaba nje khona ukuthi nize ngicabange ngeZimbabwe ngoba ku-administration yakhe akula ma-Africans, kulo ma-African oyi-1 ole relationship lo Obama. I think ngibona ngathi uvele Nigeria. I-Africa yonke la mazwayo kazanga tope ngisho lo muntu oyedwa mfake ku-cabinet kumbe just ku-assistant position. Ungakhangela ukuthi abantu abakhethileyo ku-cabinet yakhe ufake ama-African Americans, but ulama Indians amaningi ukwedlula ama African Americans in the positions asezithethe. There is about 20 people from India. Ngabona abathathu abavele Pakistan, kulomunye ovele elokhuzeni eBangladesh. So that is not even a continent, it's a region. Nxa iregion yonke igovernment kaBiden izaranwa ngabantu from abavela kwenaleni region, thina uzasicabanga njani when we are not even represented ukuthi kube lo muntu osikhulumelayo ukuthi hayi iAfrica yona ke manje nxa sesizacabanga izwe leZimbabwe angazi ukuthi kungaba njani mina ngidanile kakhulu ngoba ngadana ngesikhathi sika Obama ukuthi sasingekho etafuleni to represent ourselves yikho lapho ukwafa khona ama programs amaningi awa international development afa ngesikhathi sika Obama akazange aphinde avuke bengicabanga ukuthi kathesi sizabona okungcono kodwa angiboni ukuthi okungcono sizakubona ngapi singekho etafuleni ukuthi sizikhulumele kube lo muntu othi mina eAfrica mbona ngani ilokho okufunekayo ukuthi kungenzakala so ukuthi sicabange ngeZimbabwe singakhangelanga nje iAfrica yona ngokwayo ngimelele ukuthi ngize ngibone ukuthi uzafaka yini urepresentative weAfrica enxa ukuthi ngibone kugovernment yakhe kulo representative weSouth India no weSouth Asia so nxa kulo muntu weSouth Asia kungela muntu weAfrica because iSouth Asia yiregion nje kuphela kakulalutho sizabona ukuthi kuzasifikisa ngapi lokhu but mina ngokwami ngidanile ukuthi i-government ka-Biden yehlulekile nje lokufaka umuntu oyedovele e-Africa ukuthi asikhulumele. Ngiyabonga.
So there you are. That is Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu. She is talking about, you know, the incoming Biden administration. She's complaining bitterly, saying there are a few Africans from a state from Africa who are maybe immigrants who came here long back and were supposed to be in the Biden administration. She only cited one and said maybe Biden and Mrs. Kamala Harris will have some people in the cabinet too that are of African origin. So now I think we've got some of our guests. Marvelous. So continue there.
Yes, Gibbs, I heard what Mrs. Ndlovu was saying, but I also saw that Mr. Biden actually put in someone of Nigerian descent, you know, descent in his cabinet, I think.
She actually mentioned that.
Okay, great. Yeah, but like you're saying, and, you know, one person that I spoke to earlier on today was actually saying that they are interested to see what Mr. Biden will do in terms of immigration, especially the DACA project where we've seen children that were born here but with parents from countries like Mexico and such countries, what's going to happen to them. So a lot of people are waiting to see. I think Mr. Biden has a tall order to fulfill because they are literally saying, you know, there were so many promises made, so they can't wait for Wednesday to come so that people can see what's going to happen.
Our first guest is Mr. Innocent Diwali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe. Welcome to the program, Shay.
Thank you very much, Gibbs, and thank you very much, and good evening, Sister Nyoni.
Good evening, and Happy New Year. I last saw you last year.
Happy New Year to you. We are in 2021, thank God.
Yes.
Yes, so what is your take on the Biden inauguration? And, you know, there are so many troops around here. So what's your take on all that?
As we have already said that we wish Mr. Biden and Sister Pamela Harris, we wish them well. We want to believe that they are coming to work not only with Americans but with the world. We are believing that they will be working in a multilateral way, in a manner that will respect other countries, in a manner that will shift their policy from what we have seen in the last 4 years, where we've had outright onslaught on democracy itself, where we have had a very, very negative attitude of America towards Africa and many African countries. We are of the view that President Biden, given his track record of fighting the apartheid regime in South Africa, we believe that is coming as a new leader who is going to lead the world, who is going to champion democracy and constitutionalism. And And we believe also that, you know, the American policies, we know that even when they change presidency from Republicans to the Democrats, usually their foreign policy doesn't change that much. But we want to make it very clear to the incoming leadership that Africa is beginning to organize itself. Africa is in a state of transition from the old to the young, from the old to the new. So you've got new leaders emerging. You've got a new ideological positioning of the continent from a capitalist perspective to a socialist perspective. So we hope that they will take that on board and understand that the leadership that they used to work with, the old, is getting to a point where we are phasing them out. So they need to prepare for new engagement. They are not going to find the yes sir, yes ma'am. They are going to find people who are qualified, who are educated, who are clever, intelligent, and prepared to you know, lead the continent. So the last thing is about them looking into the sanctions in Zimbabwe. We want the sanctions removed unconditionally in Zimbabwe because we know that it has nothing to do with human rights, but it has something to do with the land expropriation without compensation that was led by President Mugabe. So we want them to remove the sanctions and understand that the expropriation of land without compensation is not only a Zimbabwean issue, it's an African issue. Across Africa, the EFF is going to lead expropriation of land without compensation.
Maybe if I may just come in there, you talked about you'd like to see the Biden administration lifting sanctions. What measures are you putting in place to make sure that those conditions that were put by the U.S. government are adhered to by Zimbabwe?
The issue, as I have said, that the basis for the imposition of sanctions was never based on human rights. It was based on the expropriation of land without compensation. However, it is important for opposition parties and other stakeholders in Zimbabwe to hold the government accountable to ensure that we respect the rule of law, to ensure that we respect human rights, to ensure that we work, you know, collectively as a people, not only in Zimbabwe but across Africa. But America and other countries must not work as prefects of the world. They must not work with only those leaders who are prepared to work for America. They must understand that Africa is a continent, Africa is a country. Africa must be engaged on merit, not on the basis that they are prefecting the world. It has to be an engagement that is based on respect. But yes, our people must understand that at no point does any government or any individual in Africa have a right to abuse people's rights, have a right to take a life, have a right to misgovern, because the country does not belong to the individual, it belongs to the people. So we will ensure that in as much as we are working towards economic freedom in our lifetime, we subscribe fully to the universality of democracy, meaning that we respect the rule of law, we respect human rights, we value the sanctity of life. But it should not be that America is more they do different kind of democracies than that one in Africa. No, we can learn from each other as the people. Because what the last few weeks, what we have witnessed in America, where we've seen President Trump and his gang, storming the Capitol Hill and causing mayhem, it shows that democracy is fragile. Democracy anywhere in the world can be subjected to fragility. But what we have seen again in America is that they've got strong institutions. Mm-hmm. And those strong institutions are the ones that we need in Zimbabwe, in Africa, that can ensure that whoever is the leader, the president, does not have the right to abuse the rights of individuals, No one should be arrested without, proper investigation and proper basis. So we are talking about the arrest that we've seen across the country of journalists, of certain leaders across Zimbabwe, people like Mahere, people like Chinono, and people like Job Scala. We condemn those things, but we are not accepting that America should be lecturing African countries on democracy, because they have shown that equally democracy is fragile anywhere in the world. So we must have this constant engagement between the ruling parties and those in opposition. But those in opposition as well, they must respect the rule of law. They must respect their constitutions. They must respect democracy. We've seen what happened at the MDC Congress, where Muzora was put as the president. We've seen the level of violence. That is not ZANU-PF. That is opposition. That is MDC. We have seen a disregard of the constitution in the MDC alliance. We have said to Chamisa and his friends that, look, follow the constitution. You are a leader for the people, but understand that the constitution is important. Respect the constitution of your party, and therefore we will have trust that you respect the constitution of the country, because it is the constitution that defines as to how one acquires power, how one stays in power, how one maintains power. So if you don't respect the constitution, certainly you cannot hold the government accountable. If you are corrupt, if you are a criminal yourself, you cannot hold the government accountable.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ndibali. Can you hold on there? We have got a video from Mr. Musani Musontini, an independent political commentator. Let's hear what he's saying about the Biden inauguration.
As a patriotic Zimbabwean, I truly hope that the relationships between the two countries, USA and Zimbabwe, do improve. However, I'm fully aware that at core here is the issue of Zintera, with the latest version being signed into law by Donald Trump in 2018. What Zintera calls for, or should I say the principles of Zintera, are Zimbabwe must restore the rule of law, there must be some political reforms, there must be removal of military interference, Zimbabwe needs to hold free and fair elections, there is the issue of Zimbabwe adhering to the SADC tribunal. Zimbabwe might have, they may say they have tried to do different things, but in my view, this is what I've seen happening in Zimbabwe since 2018. They have sort of kind of failed to address all the principles. We know that POSA was amended by a new law called MOPO, which pretty much is the same as POSA. We've seen the continuation of arrest of the opposition parties, the journalists. There have been alleged abductions of political activists. You know, there is continued police brutality and there is corruption. Under the COVID cover, we've seen a lot of human rights violations being done. So at this point, I don't foresee that things will change, because when you look at Biden was one of the senators that actually has worked on this Zadera back in 2000 and 2001. So he's very familiar with Zadera, and I do not see anything changing at this point.
So there you are. That is Mr. Musani Musontini. He's a Zimbabwean living in New York. So now we are trying to reach some other people that we promised to call. So just hold on there. Marvelous and Jwali. So I think, yes, we've got a video from Priscilla Ndlovu. Let's hear what she's saying about all this concerning USA.
So, Mr. Dube, on your question about what I think about the Biden administration and what relationship might they have with Zimbabwe, I am not sure how. I'm a little disappointed that the Biden administration has nothing about Africa, in the sense that they have appointed people in positions of government assistance and, you know, the whole cabinet. There is one person, an African, I think, from Nigeria, who is associated with Obama. The administration itself doesn't have Africans. And if we're not on the table, how are our issues going to become part of the Biden administration? I am very disappointed. I have yet to see what Biden is going to do for Africa, and let alone Zimbabwe as a country, because we are not represented. Nobody who is going to be talking about Africa. For instance, if you look at the appointees that he has in his government, he has about 20 people from India, from one country, and he also has people from Pakistan and Bangladesh. I didn't see an African representative. There is a representative of South Asia, but there is no representative of Africa. I guess he's yet to include Africans or people who are going to be speaking for Africans in his cabinet. I'm one of those people that are very disappointed. I expected better from him. Thank you.
That is Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu. Marvelous.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna mai Priscilla Ndlovu varikutaura ivo pamusoro pemaonero avo pamusoro pe makurukota akadomwa nava Joe Biden varikuti ivo shuviro yavo yanga iri yekuti pawaniko pane zvizvarwa zvinobva kuAfrica zvichiwanikwa zvichipiwa mabasa iwaya pamusoro vataura ivo kuti vakaona kune vamwe varikubva kuBangladesh vamwe varikubva kuIndia nemamwe Pakistan nedzimwe nyika dziri kurewo kuAmerica asi varikuti ivo vanobva kuAfrica vashoma. Pane mukomana mumwe chete aimboshanda nava Barack Obama arikuwanikwa iye akadomwa kunge ave ari muhurumende yava Joe Biden. Saka varikuti dai zvaidzira vawanikwa ivo vaBiden vachiwanzawo zvizvarwa zvinobva kuAfrica kuitira kuti panotaurwawo nhuna dzevanobva kuAfrica pange paine vanobvawo kunyika iyoyi. Saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika pari zvino. Asi tichange tiine vanyarikani vari kuuya ipo pano, tichitarisa zvakare kuti nhasi izuva reMartin Luther King Day imo muno muWashington, asi hakuna vazhinji vari kukwanisa kunge vachishanya nenyaya yekuti pane mapurisa nemasoja akavharira guta irori reWashington DC.
Now, Mr. Ndibali, looking at the future of Zimbabwe-USA relations, what should the Zimbabwean government press for?
The Zimbabwean government must press for the removal of sanctions, because sanctions are impeding economic development. Zimbabwe must be moving forward and pressing U.S. to ensure that we have not only Zimbabwe but Africa a permanent seat in the Security Council in the U.N., because we know that America has got influence there. And Zimbabwe must be pushing for U.S. to respect the policy on expropriation of land without compensation. And we must actually emphasize that Zimbabwe must be able to stand firm and straight and tell America that we are not going to be compensating anyone for the land that was dispossessed of our ancestors and our forefathers. So Zimbabwe must be able to say these things to President Biden and, Harris, so that this is very clear. And we must also emphasize that America must look and ensure that African people, black people in America, are not treated the way that we've seen during the Trump presidency. We have to speak out as a country. And in terms of the relationship between Zimbabwe and America, it should be that is based on respect, because Zimbabwe is indeed a sovereign country, and Zimbabwe is a country that also has got its own responsibility. So America and Zimbabwe must engage in a respectful, in a multilateral way, in a way that values and respects African leaders. Not only leaders in other countries who happen to look like President Biden. President Biden must do more to ensure that African Americans are protected, African Americans are included, African Americans are respected. If they don't want African Americans, we will have them in Africa because Africa is their home. So our leadership in Africa must be able to offer land that we are going to expropriate without compensation to our fellow African Americans, to our Africans anywhere in the world, that they can come back to the continent like what Econ is doing. They can come and invest in Africa. So we must be confident to say these things to the presidents of the U.S.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Ndivali. I think we've got another guest. Marvelous, go ahead.
Tukona tinava tawanda joko rave MDC Alliance. Tunoona pane tichaona nemusi wechitatu va Joe Biden vachigadzwa semutungamiri weAmerica. Imi sebato rinopikisa munyika, zvii zvamakatarisira kuti zvinge zvichiitwa nava Biden pavachagadzwa?
Tinotenda Tete Marvelous, makadi muri yeZimbabwe. Isu sebato reMDC Alliance tagara tine kushanda kwakanaka nevatungamiriri veAmerica. Chero vaTrump taishanda navo zvakanaka, naambasada wavo kuZimbabwe vaBrian Nichols taishanda navo kuZimbabwe. Saka tukutarisa kuti navaBiden kushanda kwakanaka ikoko kwataita navaTrump kuchaenderera mberi zvakatonyanyisa. Tichitarisa isu kuti vaBiden vanonyatsoziva nhoroondo yevana veZimbabwe kubva kuma1970s. VaBiden vanga vari ngoripo, uyewo vaBiden tinovaziva vari munhu anoda, anofarira zvekodzero dzevanhu, kuchengetedzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Saka tikutarisira kuti vachatoramba vachinyanyisa kukarira Zimbabwe kuti ichengetedze kodzero dzevana veZimbabwe, vasarova vamwe, vasatuka, vasasunga zvisiri pamutemo kana kuponda zvatinomboona zvichiitika mumugwagwa yeHarare neBulawayo. Saka tikutarisira kuti tichange tichiona zvakanyanyisa zvichiitwa kuhurumende yeZimbabwe, ichikurudzirwa kuti igare nevana veZimbabwe zvakanaka.
So now, looking at what is happening in USA, you know, there are troops all over the show here. What's your thoughts, you know, about the presence of troops in most cities?
I think the government is just taking precautions and trying to uphold rule of law with regards to what happened at the Capitol Hill a few weeks ago. They are taking precautions, and personally, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think that's the way any responsible government should do. Any responsible government should protect its citizens, and I think the American government is doing just that.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Mr. Tokora. I think we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi. He is the Donald Trump supporter and is based in the UK. Mr. Mlalazi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, hypocrisy in the United States of America, because the old man is taking over a divided country.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there's nothing interesting about Biden's inauguration from us, people like me, a Zimbabwean, who come from a country where there's no tribal balance, there's no regional balance. People, if you look at opposition parties, especially in Africa, on Thursday, Ugandan had an interesting election.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen opposition parties, main opposition party led by DJ in Uganda, saying, openly to say, America must impose sanctions in Uganda, they must stop funding the Ugandan government. And you look at yourself and ask, a leader like Malema, I think, is the only person now, we young people and Africans, especially in Zimbabwe, to listen to words that come from an opposing leader like Malema would say. We need Africa back, and we need to stop supporting this political party who faced America. America is the country which made all the mess in the world, and Biden has been trying to delete that for over 30 years, people refusing him. And you compare him with a man like Trump. Trump was a racist, we know that. And he exposed that racism thrive in America. So,
but he said he is on record as having said he's not a racist.
No, right. Get me right, Baba Dube. Trump is exposing what American people are. And the one thing that I wanted America, men like Trump to continue telling us as black people to say, you are better off on your own. I always say this. We are better off on our own. And thanks to parties like AFF, they are coming up with it. One mantra to say Africa is a country, was divided. That's why you hear all these people making noise and in Africa, thinking they can, even if you're going to have a million years still voting for opposing parties, there's nothing that can rectify the problems that we have in Africa unless we have Biden coming up after this to say, let's rectify the mistake that we did in Africa by dividing the people. We are divided on a tribal basis, and if you go to a country like Zimbabwe, tell me a leader in Zimbabwe today who knows that people we are divided. If you go to in the countries where I come from in slums, you are forgotten. Everything is done in Harare. Even what a simple thing is a birth certificate. We have to go from a travel from Makulela to Harare for a birth certificate. That's imbalance of tribal imbalance. You want that to correct it. And one leader that I elected, especially the opposing leaders, they should be talking about those things. We need to be recognized as people, as equal, not majority. If you go like now, if you see in the MDC, when the government has been done according to everyone goes to election with the tribal mortgage to say you are having so much people because you come from this majority tribe, which is not fair.
Yes, thank you so much. And can you mute your phone? So I think we've got our another guest, and that is Ms. Pil Matibe. She's a geopolitical scientist. Welcome to the program, madam.
Thank you for reaching out.
Thank you very much. Yes.
I think you reached out to me. How can I help?
Now, we see that there are a lot of troops in Washington, D.C., and other state capitals. You know exactly what is going on. So is this a true spirit of democracy as Mr. Joe Biden is expected to be sworn in as the next president on Wednesday, while Mr. Donald Trump won't be attending that event as well? And let's make a reflection a bit. You know, we know that there was that violent protest at the Capitol Hill. So what's your take on this, just briefly?
Sure. Thank you very much, Mr. Gibbs. I'm quite happy to give a quick analysis and also a quick update as to the current situation on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start by saying when people from all places outside of the United States of America are looking at the events inside America and asking many important questions. So these are valid questions that people are asking in terms of the actual events, in terms of racial equality, in terms of extremism, in terms of fascism, populism, even if we take a look at, for instance, democracy, governance, and transfer of power. So these are all valid questions for people to ask, not just in Zimbabwe, but anywhere in the world looking into the United States.
Hmm.
Now, that said, it is also important to inform and to discuss and debate as well as educate the audience in terms of helping them understand American politics, what is going on inside American culture, so that they can understand perhaps what they see on CNN, on TV broadcasts, and what they are reading. Because just because they see things on, you know, broadcast and what they read, if you don't have an understanding of the context of the nuances and the complex dynamics that are going on between the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, Washington, D.C. itself, the other 50 states and so on, then you may only be having an understanding of the events on the ground from a certain perspective. So why am I saying this? All I'm saying is that it's very important to put things into perspective so that people understand.
So can you describe exactly what you're saying now? Yes.
So what I'm explaining to you is there is a definite issue for people to question what is happening with democracy inside America. Because across the whole world, from a political philosophy perspective and from tracking democracies across the world, for the last few years, democracy across the world has been in decline. Populism has been on the increase. What do I mean by populism? I'm talking about leaders such as President Trump, Bernie Sanders, some far-right leaders in France and in Europe and so on. They have been on the increase across the world. So political leaders who tend to be far-right supremacist, extremist leaders have been on the increase across the world, not just in the United States.
So, but does this sort of like dent democracy, the way we know democracy?
So what we are seeing now in the Biden inauguration, and you asked me the direct question, Kuti, ingaba Trump vacho avasku uya ku inauguration. What we need to remember is there is nothing in United States law. There's nothing in any legal document where it stipulates that he has to attend. It's just a historical tradition where presidents who the incumbent has always attended. What can we expect? Trump right now is enraged. If you understand Trump the person, right now he is absolutely enraged. He is very upset about how events have now turned out. There are also some internal shifts inside the Republican Party. Then there are some other issues also going on between the Republicans and the Democrats. So the fact that Trump is not going to be coming to the inauguration, and I am monitoring the inauguration minute by minute, even now, today and tomorrow. We are in briefings on the transition. So if you want later to have a show to explain what is going on in the preparation and the transition and how they're organizing the inauguration, I'm quite happy to do that on a separate time. But you are correct. In Washington, D.C. itself, there are now 25,000 National Guard. The purpose of the National Guard in the United States is they are supposed to defend the community. They have two missions, National Guard. One of those missions is to defend the community. What does 25,000 mean? And that is only in one city. So what does 25,000 mean? If you look at Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq combined, the number of National Guard troops in Washington right now is more than Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq combined. That gives you an idea of the size of armed, uniformed force that is here to protect the national capital. But Biden, Pachao, he is going to be doing his inauguration in the very same building that had been sieged on January the 6th. what we have to remember is America right now is very divided. We also have to remember that Trump and Biden historically won the highest number of votes of any other presidential candidate in United States history. So in the last 225 years, even exceeding the number of votes for Obama, Trump has historically won the highest number of votes ever for Republican Party. So historically, we have to understand that he has support of half of the United States. At least, almost half. Because Biden won a little bit more, right? So we need to appreciate the fact that also when the certification of votes happened last Wednesday, when the siege happened at the Capitol, remember in the House they were trying to vote to impeach him. Only 10 legislators voted to impeach Trump, which means more than 70% of the rest of the congressmen in the House did not want to impeach Trump, because Trump still has a significant amount of power and influence in United States politics. What does that mean for democracy? What does this inauguration and everything else mean for the Constitution and when we're looking at this?
Briefly, yes, briefly.
What we have to remember is we are watching democracy, the wheels of democracy turning. When you have a mature democracy such as the United States, with strong institutions such as the ones which we have here, that's why we have to build tolerance, because you have to know that there's also going to be other people who don't have the same view that you have.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Marvelous, maybe let's post.
Was actually trying to put in a question there, Pearl. Maybe Ms. Matebe, mungo tipo, tane zvingaitwa here nava Donald Trump, vasara nemazuva matatu chete kuti vaBiden vapinde pachigaro. Pane zvimwe zvavangakwanisa kuita here? Tiona kuti pari zvino muguta reWashington hamusi kupindika, mune masoja, mune mapurisa, asi vaDonald Trump vachiri ivo mutungamiri wenyika. Pane zvavanogona kuita here panguva shoma shoma yasara?
Ndinotoda here nichiti hongo, because kana kuda kuti munyatsonzwisisa Trump kuti munhu akaita sei, iko zvino nhasi munhu akashatirwa zvekushatirwa zvezvo. And within 3 days, his character is someone who is going to stoke toxicity. 3 days is still a lot of time for him to do anything that he wants to do, because he is still on the job. He still has all the power of the United States presidency, if we understand how much power is in that presidency. And he is constitutionally allowed to do whatever he wants to do over the next 3 days. It is within his power. His constitutional power allows him to do anything that he wants. That is why Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, was very concerned and started to speak to the leaders in the Department of Defense, because they had a concern that since he is always about 5 to 15 minutes you know, he has the nuclear codes, and so there was a concern that one day I've got the nuclear codes, I can do something. And so I think Nancy Pelosi already had that discussion, so that if he does something, then the military can do something to maybe, you know, make sure that the nuclear codes and so on are secure.
Thank you.
But yes, you're quite right. Mm-hmm. Within 3 days, he can do whatever he wants, because it is constitutional right to do so. If he wants to pardon people in the prisons, he can do so. If whatever he wants to do, he still has 3 days to do whatever he wants. It's within his right to do it.
Thank you very much. Let's have Mr. Ndivali 1 minute, then we go to the other guest. 1 minute, your last word, Mr. Ndivali.
My last word is that the world is witnessing a situation where we are getting rid of a racist, a very bad man, President Trump. We must not even blink thinking about him. He must go to the dustbin of history. Number two, the policy of America in terms of the foreign policy is likely not to change. But us as Africans, we are very clear that, look, the presidents, as they come in, they must understand that Africa is a continent, and within that continent, there are some countries, and those countries deserve respect. And we are very clear that Africa is young. Africa has got youth, and we are taking over from the current leadership going forward. So they must understand that as we go forward into the future, Africa is not going to be business as usual. We know that capitalism is failing. We know that democracy is fragile. So America must not be the prefect of the world. They must play game and remove the sanctions in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, your last word, sir.
Yeah, I agree. Indeed, the prefect of the world is embarrassingly going through situations. So I would say to my African people, this is going to be, I think, the 46th or 47th inauguration happening in America, and there's nothing, absolutely zero for Africans. We are going to get nothing out of this. So I want to say thank you to President Trump for sending a message to say Africans, stop coming to the United States thinking that your life will change and leaving people in a shit of countries where you're coming from. We are better off, we were better off before these people set their seats in Africa. So I still believe that we are created by God, and only God, and only God that will change the lives, and Africa is a continent.
Thank you.
So thank you, Dube, for such an interesting discussion. But Bantwamiyama, Kotwan, Abedu, they will remain our enemies. Thank you.
Thank you. Matibe, 30 seconds.
Exactly. Yeah, so what I'm going to say is I agree with the last two speakers on two points. Number one, the foreign policy, United States foreign policy towards southern African countries and towards Africa as a whole has been consistent for the last 10, 20 years. They generally have the same bipartisan view, whether you're Republican or Democrat. They have the same approach towards Africa. Trump himself had his own Prosper Africa doctrine, where he was only selecting certain countries within Africa, Kenya, Mozambique, South Africa, and so on. He didn't want to help all the countries in Africa, but his doctrine for foreign policy towards Africa was selective, and he was only doing bilateral agreements rather than multilateral agreements.
Thank you.
That is going to change with Biden, but even Biden's foreign policy, I don't think that we can expect a whole lot, except that we will get some improvement on immigration, so people seeking asylum will see improvement in the United States after Biden comes in, because he's going to increase the, you know, people wanting him to come and look for jobs and to come and get asylum. So some things will change, but I don't expect a whole lot of change in U.S. foreign policy, for instance, including sanctions for Zimbabwe and so on.
Thank you. Yeah. Our time is really up. Thank you so much. Okay. We just to take this opportunity to thank Ms. Phil Matide, a geopolitical scientist, Mr. Innocent Ndibali, EFF Zimbabwe, Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi, and Mr. Tawanda Tsukora. Standing office gives you in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye in Washington, D.C., saying have a very good evening, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on Let's Talk.